What's up, everybody? Another episode of Strict coming to you from multiple locations. I am Aaron.
This is Mark.
And this is Kevin.
So we are in three different spots trying out to see how a full remote thing is going to work, with Mark going to Alabama. Kevin is always in on location as it is. I'm in my backyard in the bird sanctuary, so there is plenty of birds. Going to be chirping and cheeping and all that kind of stuff. Mark is in his garage. And Kevin, you are at a cigar shop in New York. Where are you at?
I'm at the oldest tobacconist shop in New York, the Barclay Rex, that established in 1910. So 114 years old right now.
That is a old-ass shop.
It is.
So we this is going to be the ambience show part two. So a little bit of cigar shop ambiance, a garage, evidently. I don't know what ambiance comes out of a garage. A hot water heater, maybe? Is that what we're going to maybe hear?
Fan or echo?
A freezer.
A freezer, the freezer. Yep, and then we got motorcycles and birds for me. So there we go. But,
I mean... Yeah. It's the first shot. Wow. It's the first episode where I could see, you guys eye to eye or face to face, so that we're not stepping all over each other and talking.
Yeah. And on our side, you're frozen. So we'll get
that doesn't help.
We'll get it right sometime. But the three of us are smoking something out of the, what month? Is this the April month? April box.
April.
Yep. So I'm starting off with the Luna. It is, just dropped them all. The Fratello Luna Connecticut Toro. So, never had it before, never heard it before, but the band caught my eye. It's like holographic and a moon. Thought it was pretty, so that's what I'm going with it. And I'm drinking a nice light beer, so that's what I'm doing.
So you're picking your fantasy football picks by the color of their unis?
Yeah, pretty much. That's how it goes.
I just checking on it. That is a medium Ecuadorian wrapper, with a Mexican binder and a Dominican African filler.
Yep, 6x50 retail at 15. So see how it goes.
They've been using a lot of African tobacco, or we've been getting a lot of cigar with African tobacco. We have this past 2 week shows.
Yeah. Steve had one last month. That was his. I've never heard of it before. So
yeah.
We'll see how it goes. Mark, what are you having?
I'm smoking a Don Dorito, an Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda.
ISIS, Bellicoso.
The Cool Ranch Dorito.
15 years. Right. The Cool Ranch Dorito. It's medium, Ecuadorian wrapper, Ecuadorian binder, Brazilian and Dominican filler, 6.25x52. It is the expensive one. I'm taking Kevin's spot in the rotation today, $29.75. And I haven't smoked a ton of Don, so interested to see how this goes.
It's pronounced Doroteo, just FYI.
Oh, no.
Okay, Don Dorito.
I like the Dorito. Dorito.
That Don Dorito is great. Uh-huh. I am smoking a LH cigar, the Nick, Nicholas, the Toro Limited Edition. It's a medium plus profile with a San Andreas wrapper, Ecuadorian binder, and a lot of fillers. Dominican, Ecuadorian, Peruvian. It's either Peruvian or Persian.
It's got to be
Brazil.
It's got to be
in the filler.
It's got to be Peruvian, but like that's a weird abbreviation.
Yes, it is. Persian. Yes. So
it's a lot.
I have a couple of Nick cigar before, just because one of my good buddy Nick from Cigar Dan. Every time I see him, I'll buy one and just send him a picture of it, saying, "Hey, I'm smoking it." But this is the first time having Nicholas, and it's made in Costa Rica with the same factory as the Atabey. Where the Atabey comes from.
Interesting. Is it made by the same people?
No, it's a different brand, but
okay.
Who knows? Maybe weird. Tobacco gets mixed up.
Because it usually is Nicholas and then in parentheses Nick.
Yeah.
Like we, because it's usually we say Aaron it's and the then parentheses hipster. So it's like your nickname is usually in parentheses, which is usually when you're shortening your name is usually your nickname.
Yeah. Apparently. Yeah.
Not in this case.
So I forgot to say mine is made in the La Aurora factory as well, which I love La Aurora. So.
Nice.
But, yeah, I do too.
Talk about the so.
Yeah, we got news Monday that everything was on time with the house. So,
yeah.
So it looks like everything's on time with the house.
So you got cabinets on the wall. Painting has started, I guess.
I got pictures of cabinets on the wall. That was last week, and they are
right.
Painting's done. I think painting's done, and they're doing trim work now and next week. So.
Painting on, or cabinets on the wall. Now is my time to judge.
Yeah, I got pictures for you tomorrow night, dude.
Okay, I'm gonna need like detailed pictures. Yeah, like underneath and.
I don't have a lot of detailed pictures, but next week I will because I'm going next week and I'll take a ton of pictures of the cabinets. You can see how the kitchen is gonna look with the island.
Yeah.
And the thing, so you get a good look. So next week I'm hoping I'll have better. Countertops aren't in yet, but. You can see it sort of roughing in. Paula was really happy to see the pictures,
really?
But yeah, it's.
I'm assuming
it's
you're.
To get in. I'm starting to.
Say, is it starting to get overwhelming? Are you packed yet?
We are. Next Friday we have people taking pictures of our house, and I think the following Tuesday the house goes on sale.
Okay.
So Paula's coordinating all that since she's between jobs, and so she's getting more. I'm working every night. This is one of my nights I'm off.
Yeah.
Last night I was ecstatic that I got to watch the hockey game at 9:30. So it's one of those things, right? So it was nice, but yeah, I've been working most nights as well as days. Your beautiful bride made me get in into the office early, which I didn't succeed at. I was on the phone when I drove in, but and tomorrow I'm going into the office because she wants to work on the demo together in a conference room. So
yeah, I know that y'all.
So it's been crazy.
I guess she'll be down where you are next month or so. So yeah, plenty of stuff to
be down for a week.
Yep.
Yeah.
So plenty of stuff for like your plate is full. I'll just say.
Yeah. I'm not complaining. I signed up for it. It's not going bad.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a lot of support from people in Arkansas and Illinois and California. So I'm grateful for that. So.
As long as those checks keep coming.
Right. No, 100%.
That's all that matters.
I'm
going to
worry about or not that.
Yeah.
Yep. 100%. So you got to start all the financing paperwork and all that. Right. So fun. Yeah, you just went through that a couple years ago. I've done that twice in my life. Where they crawl up your butthole and ask you questions about what'd you buy here? Yeah, bought a huge sex swing. That's what I bought here.
Yeah, that's what it is. And we Monday was tax day, and we actually did our taxes on tax day. Like this is the latest we've ever done it as a couple.
What?
And I think I've rubbed off. I rubbed off on her, and this was because normally we like get the shit done by like February, so just get it over with. But yeah, we actually did it the absolute last day.
I'm always missing a form, although I did mine a week and a half ago because I know I always owe taxes to the feds, and I get some back from the state, but it doesn't make up for it. So there's no need for me to hurry.
Yeah, and that's like where I fall. Yeah,
Ned, I write him a $2,000 check or $3,000 check. So I don't hurry. I do it a couple weeks beforehand.
Yeah.
And so I'm always a couple weeks, but I've never done it the day of because I am without fail missing a form. I wasn't this year because there was no major changes last year, but it's always like,
yeah,
where the hell is that mutual fund form?
Yeah.
Or I need my, you know, 1099 int from somebody who I can't find. Right.
Well,
they've all gone electronic. Makes it a lot better.
I mean, that's the thing. Like we, like she did it out here while we're, you know, watching a movie or whatever. And Steve, I think Steve was out here. We're just talking, but like we had plans to do it last week, but last week was all fuckery, as you know, on my side.
Yeah,
so it all got pushed back to like, okay, do it Sunday. And then Sunday we had a D&D session that ran long and it just got done on Monday. So
at least something's long.
Yeah. Hey-oh.
That's what she said.
Hey-oh.
Yeah, they, yeah, you've had a rough stretch. So, and there was Steve's event on Friday night, which went really well. You were missed, but, I think it helped sales. So,
see, I got the opposite from Doug. I got the, hey, I hope everything's going fine, but man, we really could have needed you. We could really could have used you up here.
Right. They could have. And I'll explain a little bit of that. First of all, there's the lady I've seen the last couple three events who's got like a shaved head, and she was wearing boots and fishnet stockings,
uh-huh.
And she is totally British punk. And like, you walk in, she was the first person I saw, and it is like the coolest badass like British punk rocker look, and it was like she was like. You know, just respect for the outfit. Like, just you're looking like I'm old enough to know what that looked like. And you, and she's not like 25 or anything, and whatever. But she was rocking it, and I was like, that's a badass look.
See,
just to let you know,
I have no fucking clue what you're talking about. Effort. I need to see this. I need to see her.
Right. It was really, really cool. So, she had like part of her head shaved. She had fishnets on and was totally British punk rock. And it was like, okay, totally badass. Loved the look. And her boyfriend was there. And so that's all I said. Like, nice look. That's totally badass. Like, hopefully that wasn't seen as sexist, but it was not an admiration of like from a like you look cute point of view. It's like, just like,
You're fucking rocking it. Yeah, you're just fucking rocking it.
Like just rock and roll.
Yeah.
Like let's go do a dive bar and let's slam it. And so that was cool. The tragedy of the night. So I sat next to Mike all night. And had just the most, first of all, I love talking to that guy. Mm-hmm. Manchester United fan.
Yep.
He's a Blues fan, so we'll hold that against him a little bit. But to be honest with you, I don't really. That's fine. You know, that's a redeemable quality because he's a Cardinals fan. I respect that. One of the coolest dudes. I just enjoy sitting next to him and talking to him. He's, you know, love hearing stories of his, the three brothers who married the three brother-in-laws who married the same three sisters or the three sisters, which is just hilarious stuff. And so we had a great time. Like we sat there and laughed and had a great time. But the tragedy of the night, and this is the part where Doug was missing you horrendously, was you know who ran the register, right?
Was it Brandon?
Oh, got it in one. You know who should never run the register at an event?
Brandon. Anybody? Here.
Yes.
Anybody, but honestly.
The owner of the store.
Honestly, anybody but me. That's the honest truth. Like, I am.
That's the honest truth.
Yeah,
but you know who's at the bottom of the list?
Yes,
like Will can run it.
Yeah,
it doesn't work. I mean, it's not as good as you. You're really good at it.
Yeah, event event
say about you.
Event hierarchy. The event hierarchy of register is me, Will, Doug, anybody who is a regular, and then Brandon.
Yeah. Random people off the street. You need to put random people in off the street who've had a 5-minute tutorial. So, Steve's somewhere in there.
Oh,
like you
Steve.
And Steve can run the register under
Steve,
the event.
I think he still has like a code in there. He can run it. In fact, I know there's been times where
I think it's you and then Steve and then Will.
There's been times he hasn't worked for us for a year and a half, and there's been times like, hey, can you check him out real quick? I gotta go take a piss.
Yeah. Pre-show dump.
PSD.
And so, PSD. So, it was actually a really nice event. I bought a box of, Potamic Amalekas, by the time I showed up, because I had to work late, they were all almost completely out of the Sancho Pons.
I saw, went up there. But
I got four of those, and I got a couple boxes of the giveaway, which was nice.
Yeah, so I saw.
Those are really good smokes.
I saw Saturday.
The new Reed blending is solid.
Yeah, I saw Saturday that all the Sancho Panzas were gone. So, I mean, I don't even know how many boxes we started with, and they're all gone. So,
by the time I got there, about 6:37, there was four cigars left of the Sanchos. And
really?
So I bought those four. You know me.
Yeah.
And then I bought a box of Potamax. Potamax.
It sounds like you want to say potato, but I know it's not.
You do.
Red potatoes.
So
Potamax.
So, Kevin, you sent me a video of a cigar unboxing today. What do you have in your general vicinity right now?
Yes.
Are you going to get one of those?
Unfortunately, this is the first out of the whatever amount of boxes they're gonna get. So they're the top 20 shops that receive a box of Fuente Padron collab. And yes, that was Dave opening up the box.
That's what I was like. It's like after you sent me that, I was like, is that Dave?
Yeah. He took up a part-time position as a lounge manager here during the daytime, since he have a newborn, twins actually. So, congratulations to Dave.
Congrats!
Wow.
But what's the what's the MSRP on that one? Like 250, something like that.
No, it's I think 120, 125, or 140, something like that.
Okay.
But with the tax and everything over here, you're going to be looking around $200 a stick.
Okay. Oh, man, it's like the last time, so like me and Steve had that, we were talking about a couple weeks ago, we had that new Tatuaje My Father collab.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, unfortunately, like if you're not buying the whole box where you're buying the humidor and everything, you're just not getting your money's worth. And I can almost feel like that's going to be the same way with that Fuente thing, but Jesus, it's going to be multiple thousands of dollars to get a whole box of those.
Yeah, I think MSRP runs like $700 or $7,500.
Oh God, that's a fucking car. That's like a I just can't imagine that.
Yeah. So the box doesn't seem like it doesn't unlike the My Father box, which is a humidor. I don't think this box is a humidor. But the one thing that I have better hope for them than the My Father Tatuaje is the fact that these are two different factories, whereas Tatuaje made out of My Father, right?
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's just like right pocket to left pocket type of thing. So, but this one, it's more of this is the first time ever, you know. Well, not really, since Davidoff. No, wait, why am I done? Since this is the first time ever Fuente has using a Nicaraguan tobacco and vice versa, Padron using Dominican tobacco. So it will be interesting. I don't know if I'm going to get a pair now thinking about it, because the date of me moving is actually approaching as well. So what I thought I have, it's much less right now, or not enough.
Yeah. So you got to go across country. So there's a little more important things than a cigar, right?
Yeah, like what Mark is going through right now with the new house.
Yeah.
Me and my friend Muhammad, we're actually he's been going to different dealership looking for a new ride basically. So that's gonna happen the next week or two.
Are you guys dragging a bunch of stuff along with you, or are you paying a mover, or what are you doing?
So we're gonna make a minimum move. We're not gonna have furniture or anything like that, just really clothing, like a couple of bags or boxes of clothing. He is going to bring his 53 inch TV. That's like the only like furniture-esque things. And me, I have between clothing and whatever cigar I have left. Currently, I'm trying my best and not to overwhelm Zoe, but I'm sending all my cigars to Zoe right now.
Really?
Yeah. No, good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
But other than that, plus I thought about it, us driving out there in June, July, which is summer, I'm not going to have 2,000 cigars in a car that may or may not overheat.
Yeah.
That's just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the last thing you need.
Exactly. That's why
you can, this isn't good podcast material, but you can see over my right shoulder, I have coolers.
Uh-huh.
So I'm prepared for a little bit of that because I have coolers.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we're sorting all that out. But I mean, coolers will keep it somewhat cool, but
it's still,
So I order, you know, the big, I think it's the 120 liter Igloo cooler. I order one of those. I send it to Zoe, order a whole box of Boveda. I was like, use what you need and take the rest. Thank you for helping me out. And I've been slowly sending him my cigar, which I'm also lacking right now because I did a quick, like, overall count. And I just realized I didn't really make a dent out of all the cigars I sent him. I feel like it's probably like a quarter of what I have. And he's like, dude, the cooler is about 90% full already. I'm like, shit, I got to order like four more for you.
Right. Three more coolers. Here you go. Pick up the ordering or the sending pace. It is crazy how many cigars. I mean, Doug actually said after the event, I appreciate you ordering. I know you don't need any more cigars going into the move. And I said, yeah, but it's you and Steve, so I need to do something. So, it is crazy how many you accumulate, isn't it? So
that's a slippery slope, as Nigel will say.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, the good news is of the three quarters you got left, most of them are Rocky Patels, right?
kindling. Got that kindling.
Yes.
So in the world of music for Kevin and I, a little bit of a bombshell happened this week, which I would say I'm surprised, but kind of not really, but kind of am also. So
I have a mixed feeling about it.
Yeah, so here's my thing. So Dance Gavin Dance has been around for almost 20 years. They have gotten rid of their lead singer. What, Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever? Like, the second you texted me, like, I was reading that same Instagram thing, and I was about to send it to you. So it was like we were synced up. So here's the thing. Like, he's been there for 11 years, has done 7 albums. The other two vocalists.
Tillian, by the way.
Yeah, Tillian. The other two vocalists who were there before were there for a couple years, and they each did 2 albums. So he's definitely been the most. But I feel like they've gotten kind of stagnant. Like, the last album was good, but it was like, it's forgettable, like that. So I'm looking forward to the next era of them. But, like, now in all the message boards and shit like that, it's who's going to be the next one. And, like, people in the post-hardcore music subgenre, like, go fucking buck wild trying to figure out who is going to become the new vocalist of a band that is in such a small market where, like, what do you think? Like, maybe less than 5% of the people who listen to this and know who we're talking about?
Well,
66% of the people who are talking now know.
Yeah, but with
it's also like this underground thing, you know, like, so they're definitely hardcore fans.
Oh, definitely.
To a point where they had their own style.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised of that, honestly, but
I mean, hell, the guitarist has his own genre, Swancore. I mean, Will Swan.
Swancore.
Like, he's got his own subgenre. It's so crazy, but I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. But they have a new album coming out soon, so it's just like, what?
And then he's also doing his own solo album.
Yeah,
right. Like, maybe 10 minutes after I sent you that, he also shoot a post saying, you know, it's their decision of, you know, wish them good luck, but at the same time, he's going through a different route, just a different...
Yeah, it seemed like it was a...
I think they did a really Panic at the Disco thing when Brendon Urie and who's the other lead singer kind of went a different way.
Yeah.
I think they're just going through the same thing.
Yeah, right, it's just... It seemed to be, like, creative differences on that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the three main people who've been there since day one is Matt, John, and Will. So, like, that's the kind of the core. But, you know, I have his solo stuff as well, and I like it. It's good. But I'm looking forward to, like, all these bands that I grew up listening to, like, 15, 20 years ago. They're, you know, like we said, like, emo's kind of, like, having a resurgent.
A revamp.
Yeah, lately. So, somebody's like, oh, what about... you know, Owen from Chiodos, be like, oh, dude, that'd be fucking awesome. But, like, I don't think he's got the voice for it anymore or whatever. It's like, dude, like, you got to think, like, these people, they're pushing, like, 40 now. It's like,
yeah.
Like, the new Taking Back Sunday album came out a couple months ago. Like Taking Back Sunday, you know, cute without the E, you know, that's like, that era's great. Dude, his voice just ain't got it anymore. It, you know, it is what it is, but so it's, you can't do what you're doing in the aughts now. So
I mean, last time I checked, a couple of years back, I saw a YouTube video of one of their more recent concert. He's like, he's in his 40s, pushing 50s maybe. He still tried to swing his mic while performing, but failed miserably.
Yeah. But it's like, it just makes me think, like, man, like, fucking Mick Jagger is, what, pushing 90? And he's still out there just swinging, just, like, doing his thing. But you got Billy Joel and all that
Madonna's
kind of shit.
Another one.
Madonna, like, she...
Billy Joel just did his 100th concert at MSG, no?
Really? Yeah.
Well, that was a little while ago.
And then, like, Madonna's has 6 sold-out shows in 6 nights in Miami. I mean, it's just like...
Jeez.
These Regency acts are
She's gonna break a hip.
I mean, I like Madonna. I would go to a Madonna show. Like I've heard she puts on good shows.
I bet you'd be fun.
I wanna see Janet Jackson live more than Madonna for some reason.
I think both of them would be a lot of fun.
But well, you know what's so speaking of music, something happened to me recently, kind of bringing you around like the full circle. So you know how on Spotify they had like your weekly discovery album that they make for you?
Yeah.
So I was, you know, every week I just, for shits and giggles, I listen to see what they would recommend. And one of the band I haven't heard since end of high school, beginning of college, in like probably 15 years or so, plus... just kind of resurging. Although it's the same song, but I was like, I know these fuckers already. You ever heard of Mindless Self-Indulgence?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That was a great blast from the past.
Yep. What was there?
I Hate Jimmy Page.
I Hate Jimmy Page. That's their...
Yes.
That's their song. That's what, okay.
I'm thinking Shut Me Up. That was nice. That was what I was thinking of. Shut Me Up.
Yeah, Shut Me Up.
Yeah. Probably after the first song. The second song was Required. Yeah.
So do you do the, like, you and I, we're both Spotify guys. Have you done the audio book thing? Because you get one a month now with that?
No.
So
I've been listening.
So you get it, but it has
different
to,
app for that.
But it has to be under 15 hours. And I found out the hard way because like the book I was listening to was like
15 hours.
So yeah, 17 hours or whatever, and it stopped. And it's like to continue this book, please. I'm like, oh, what the hell? So like I read the small print. It's like, oh, you get 15 free hours. Well, not free, but you get 15 hours a month with your subscription. I'm like, all right, well.
So the next month you can finish.
Next month I can finish, yeah. I use Audible for my.
Pick a 13 hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I just finished, I bought, one of those series. It was 9 books for 1 credit. God. And it was 71 hours. I'm currently into post-apocalyptic reverse harem series, just because I run hot on series and whatever. I love the sci-fi. I love the fantasy stuff.
Yeah.
And it currently is post-apocalyptic reverse harem stuff because whatever.
Yeah.
Because I'm embarrassing. My mom's going, I sent him to college for this shit. And so, so the book I got, which was really well told, was a series about the world because of global warming just basically freezes. And, you know, you got to hunt, you got to do all these things. And like electricity goes away and all these things and douchebags and all that stuff. And like guns are rare and everything. And so it was 71 hours.
Holy shit.
But it was really well told story and about, you know, dude collecting hot chicks and but them, you know, finding a city and, but you know,
to
what?
Repopulate.
Well, sort of. But it was really about hunting and surviving in post-apocalyptic world and how you'd survive. And it's right now that's the kind of jam I'm in.
Yeah,
it'll move to vampires eventually, and then it'll move back to Wheel of Time type stuff. And
so I just finished.
It never goes to murder mystery. It never goes to murder mystery. It never goes to none of that stuff. That stuff's stupid.
So speaking of vampire, I'm on. I actually downloaded this app called Pocket FM.
Yeah, so I did that too, and then I actually talked about this, but you talk about yours because it may be a good one. I got so pissed off at my story that I quit listening.
So I'm listening to my vampire system.
Oh, nice! I love vampire stories. Sookie Stackhouse. I know everybody makes fun of True Blood. They shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's a great story, and it is fun as hell, and it's irreverent, and it's great. And so I love Mark, it. So what's it about?
So this one is about a futuristic Earth where traveling to space and other planets is a normal thing. But it's surrounding this one, the main protagonist is a kid in a world where there's ability users. But this kid, the main character basically doesn't have an ability. Right. He's like one of the weaker kids in school, in the society, and he gets picked on everywhere he goes. His parents, there was a war in the past that died in the war, and they left him a book, nothing else. Usually books are, you gain ability from reading the book and whatnot, but this book, he can't open it for whatever reason. So out of frustration one night after being picked on or whatever, he tried to open it again using some sort of tool, but he couldn't, but accidentally cut himself. The blood dropped, his blood wow, I can't talk right now.
Open the book.
His blood dropped onto the book. The book flashed, it opened, but instead of like him reading it, it kind of went into him, basically. And there's Aaron, you watch Solo Leveling, right?
Yep.
So basically gave this kid a system which only he could see.
Oh, a head.
Tell him to
like a HUD display.
Correct. Yeah. Like a HUD display. You give him like daily quests of like, oh, drink 2 liters of water and gain experience. Do some push-ups, do some running. And then eventually it kind of like evolved him and gave him these vampire abilities and stuff like that. I think Mark, you would thoroughly enjoy this
vampire system.
My vampire system. It has like 2,200 chapters. Okay. Each chapter is about like 10 to 15 minutes long. You get, when you first listen to it, like it's great. You get like probably a couple 100 or 200 chapters for free, but after that you gotta wait. I'm to a point where I want to know so badly I actually purchased credits to unlock more chapters, and I spend a lot of money that I shouldn't, especially in my current predicament. I just want to know what happened next, basically.
Yeah,
Yeah, I was listening to one where it's like a billionaire husband who's made fun of by her family, and they're all like douchebags. And so I was listening to it, and like at some point, they're just like railing on him, and he keeps saving their ass because he's a billionaire, like a Saudi prince. And like, it was initially, the story is not poorly told, but you just, at some point, the whole premise of that, and I didn't realize this is the shit my wife reads. You just go, at some point, somebody pounds, I don't care how hot the woman is. I don't care. But at some point, you've been pounded on by somebody's family long enough, and you're a billionaire. And you're just like, okay, I'm a billionaire. You all fucking need to shut up and sit down. I own your house.
Time
to
go.
Your business. It's you all need to either be quiet or go. And at some point, like, and the point is, like, 150 chapters in, it's probably 50 chapters before.
Yeah.
And it was like, I kept waiting for that, because that was the next interesting plot twist, and they kept playing it, and he didn't, like, he's like a mafia guy. Like, he's like a Saudi prince mafia guy, like, terrorist guy. Not a terrorist guy, but like a SEAL guy. Not like, terrorist is the wrong word. But he's like a SEAL guy. He's like a military trained SEAL guy. So every time that one of the stupid family members or his stupid wife and stupid wife's friend would get in trouble, he'd go in there personally and save them, which is ridiculous.
Bail them out.
Right. Bail them out personally, like shooting people dead and choking them out in front of them and whatever. But always with the mask on. And you go, at some point, you just got to go, you're all too stupid to be in my orbit. I don't care how hot the wife is. I don't care. Like, it's great. This is one of the things in the last post-apocalyptic book was there was this super hot girl who was, like, annoying, and she wasn't getting along with anybody. And at some point, the main protagonist, who had a big cock, by the way, said, just wanted to clue you in on that. He said, I don't care how hot she is. She's either going to act right or we're going to leave her. And like the other girls go, oh, she's super hot. And he goes, I don't care. I just don't care. Like, there is a hotness to pain in the ass ratio that every, no matter how hot you are, the pain in the ass overrides it. Especially if like you're in like life and death situations. You're like, I'm sorry. Good luck. You're hot. Yeah. Good luck. Like, and that, you know, in those books, because it's usually like she submits or whatever eventually, because they're romances to some degree. You just go, but in this one, it was like, cut the bitch loose.
Yeah.
Like, she's hot, but let her go because she keeps threatening. She keeps doing dumb shit to get us killed. I think we should let her get killed. And you just go, that's a good, that's a smart play. That leans into the he's a survivalist sort of meme. So
I just finished one today, and it was it's a lit RPG book, but like the first, it was broke up into two acts. So it was Act One, and then like 21 chapters, and then Act Two had like 20 something chapters.
So the second act is Act Two.
Yeah, second act was Act Two. So in Act One, it was like a cozy lit RPG. It was called Jake's Magical Market, and you know, same thing, like the world ends, monsters come, all the like all this kind of stuff, and he has a magic market, you know, sells magical items, and but he goes like dungeon crawling, does adventures, like beat shit up, all that kind of stuff. The second half he becomes like this time wizard god, and I'm like, this is the exact opposite of what the title represents. So I got onto like to some forums to read, and everybody was complaining about it. They're like, it's great, but it's not the title is so deceiving. Like it's two books shoved into one. So with like audio format, it was like 22 hours. So I'm like, damn, that's like a 1,000-page book probably. So yeah, he probably,
yeah,
he
probably. It, 800.
It's probably like, so he probably had,
it's two, a lot of pages.
He probably had two books, put it into one.
Jammed them together.
So
it's a Wheel of Time book.
I have a plan. Let's let's glue them together.
Oh man!
And then let's release them as one. But like, and then we can charge them double.
It was good. Like I enjoyed it, but like the title, man, so deceiving. Like there was very little magic market, and it was. I mean, I guess it was maybe a third of it, maybe. but between all the dungeon crawling and shit like that. But like, I love those like dungeon crawler books and just all that kind of stuff.
Maybe the so book for is the record, so
always
the
picking up
forgot.
A hot chick, always yes. picking up a hot chick in the monster or in the dungeon crawling stuff.
Yeah.
So, well, the previous one that I listened to before the 71-hour one was Monster Girls Inn. And it starts with a simple premise, which was underneath the title, which was human dude likes fucking monster chicks. So let me just say, the book did not venture far from the premise.
So the only thing that made me kind of like give me like the rocks eyebrow kind of thing, like, huh? Kind of at one point he has like a love affair with a doe humanoid that's like half deer, half human. I'm like, man, that's because like he didn't really like there was no detail whatever, but he just said like her fur was soft like when she nuzzled up against me. I'm like, dude, this is getting fucking weird.
No, that stuff's all this shit. The last book I finished, which was a one about a guy going to another universe or another alternative reality where he was whatever, and it was all that, right? So, but that's fine. I mean, it's just, it's part of the gig, right? So you have to understand that's part of the gig, right?
I can only imagine, like, if we lived in, like, the Star Wars universe, I can only imagine what type of sexually transmitted disease I would have.
See, oh, my God. You were thinking, I'm thinking, like, that'd be fun. Like, it'd be fun. Like, a bunch of different people to, like, have relations with. And you're thinking, what about the sexually transmitted diseases?
Yeah.
So it's not reality. You can't, this isn't something we have to contemplate. And you instantly go to, I'm going to have to get penicillin, a fancy kind of penicillin. That's what you go right to.
Got
to
evolve the penicillin.
I mean,
got to evolve the penicillin.
I mean, space STDs has got to be wild. I mean,
it's fantasy. It's
my
fantasy,
question would
dude.
Be, which hole can I stick in?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah. So Kevin and I are thinking, like, well, that'd be fun. Like, I mean, we don't have to worry about it. It's like problems I don't actually have to worry about.
I mean,
that's fun.
I mean,
interesting.
Growing up.
You give yourself more stress.
Growing up, I remember seeing Total Recall for the first time and seeing the woman with three boobs.
Oh, man.
Like, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I was 12 when that came out. Like, adolescent me was like, oh shit, like aliens are hot.
Screw that. Growing up watching Kung Pao, I saw the woman in one boob. I was like, god damn, that's hot.
Yeah, the guy actually said in the last book, because he was like, they were saying, you'd hit that, wouldn't you? And he'd say, yeah. And they go, you'd hit anything. And his answer was, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
I figure
because he'd like old women, he'd like young women, yeah. And he's just like going, yeah, I'm just for the record, pro women.
I figure that, you know, they have like black holes figured out and then like, you know, space jumping and all that kind of shit. They probably got like super penicillin. Like they got that worked out.
I'm just fascinated by the fact that we're
or
talking
space
about
condom. Use space
condoms.
Condoms,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, but Aaron doesn't like that. So the space condoms really cut down on the feel. So since we're making up imaginary stuff, he's already against space condoms.
I don't need them.
Rather have space to these.
Right.
Space AIDS. There you go.
Yeah.
Space AIDS. Oh, no. That you suck the fun out of a fantasy that can't happen, right? If that happens, we're like all dead, and you're like going, "Well, that you need to think about repercussions of reproducing. Like, we need to think about that."
I'm a fucking
what? Why? Well,
I'm a fucking
I'm confused.
I'm a dare kid. We were like this shit was beat into us as
See why the world's fucked. Like, you guys,
I'm a dare kid too. Well, towards the end of it, but yeah, I have a shirt. I still had that shirt.
Oh, I had a shirt at one point.
This is why there's tons of those Gen X videos that says, this is what's wrong with the world, because, like, we, like, drank from hoses, which is the stupidest thing ever. But, like, you guys are scared. And we're like, fuck it, I guess we live this long. So what else can go wrong? Like, we're good. I mean, I don't understand what you're scared about.
And my argument to
playground
that
water.
My argument to that is that you're the ones that fucking raised us. So, I mean, I don't know what to do.
I know. Clearly, it's our fault. Yeah. No, I've said this. I've said this to young people who get married. I say, or young people who graduate from college or whatever. We fucked up the world. Now it's your turn. But I feel like we're turning it over to a generation that's sort of unprepared.
Pretty bad. Yeah, very bad.
No offense. We were not. We thought we were prepared. For the record, we really thought we were prepared, and we clearly weren't.
Every 18-year-old thinks
they're
prepared.
You guys are clearly not prepared. Yeah, you guys are not prepared. And our parents, for the record, thought we weren't prepared, and they were right.
Yeah.
But for the record, they weren't prepared either.
So apparently,
every generation
is. Yeah, it's just lather, rinse, repeat, all the way down the line. All the way down the line.
I mean, I remember used to drink from the playground water fountain, and the stone that's made the water fountain start turning green. And
yeah.
Just like, fuck it.
Green's fine.
Still drinking.
No, no, green's natural. Don't. If it turns purple, that's a problem. Green's okay.
So don't be
afraid of natural colors.
So whenever I had whenever I had to call games and stuff, I'd have to go to the school and shit like that. Like, they didn't even have, like, the classic water fountains anymore. Like, you just bump, and, like, you'd always have that one kid who'd put his whole mouth over the whole damn thing kind of thing.
Now
they have just, like, water bottle filling stations, like what you see at airports. Like, those are fucking everywhere.
In offices and stuff. Offices. And, yeah.
Then it keeps, like, a running tally of, like, how many bottles you saved. And
ugh.
Right. People downstairs had one of those. They were Optum as well, and good friends of mine. But they had one of those. But then they moved out. So, and then we couldn't get the water bottle filling station. So, Jay's fault.
So yeah, audiobooks.
Yeah,
great audiobooks.
I fucking love it.
Well, since I'm driving back forth to Montgomery next week, I'm going to Montgomery. So 6.5 hours on the road. I listened to it time and a half. So I get a solid 10 hours in listening.
Oh, they,
yeah.
My
well,
favorite
for
part, though,
FM,
is...
You want us to listen to slow because the episode does run out. And it sucks.
Yeah. But when you're driving, it's funny. You'll drive past a family, like a van, and they'll be describing two bunnies having sex at that moment. And you look over them, just, you know, normal nod. Hey, how you doing? Thinking, if you only knew what I was hearing right now.
So I just started... I started last week, which I stopped because I got something else. The Star Wars Heir to the Throne or Heir to the Empire. It's about the Thrawn trilogy.
Nice.
So I want to pick that up tomorrow. So finish that. But I like the way that, like, some books, like, you know, it's just a narrator or whatever. But like this Star Wars one, like, they actually put sound effects in. They're doing like blaster sounds and like you can hear,
oh, that's cool.
Hear like jet, like the X-Wings and shit like that. Like, it sounds Star Wars-ish. And not just voice changes, but it's, yeah, the production on it is really nice. So I'm enjoying that one.
That always helps. Makes it a little more interesting. I've had some books like that recently, but some books not.
So
I don't like when a dude does a woman's voice. I like when they have a female and a male auditor.
A narrator. So
narrator.
The one I just finished. The narrator is one of the biggest in the Lit RPG series. And so the second book just came out in January or February of this year. It's a different narrator. Do you mind that?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. It depends on who but like Wheel of Time is the same narrator throughout, and I like that.
Yeah.
That guy
Stephen
has a lot of patience.
Dark Tower. There was a couple of narrators, including Stephen King himself, doing one book, which I hated.
Dude, Stephen, I can't listen to King talk. Like, it's so bad.
No, it was tough. And it was actually one where he appeared, which was strange.
Yeah.
I don't mind it as long as they're two good narrators.
Yeah.
But, like, using Sookie Stackhouse, when it's, like, 23 books, at some point, if you change, like, book 16... It's a problem.
Yeah.
You've got those voices in your head. Uh-huh. But if it's like a 5-book series and you switch, it's not a big deal.
So it can be on some of the
longer series.
So the first 5 minutes of the next book, which, you know, with Audible, you get like a 5-minute preview and stuff. So the preview is actually the author saying why they switched. And they're like, the guy who we had, Timothy, like he's the best out there, but he couldn't get to it until 2027. And he's like, I just can't.
Damn.
It was either you either don't get the book for 5 years, or he like recommended somebody to do their narration for him. So now the new guy is doing book 2 and 3. So he's going to do more than the first guy, and they and they sound pretty similar. So that's
That wouldn't bother me.
Yeah. It, and like reading what everybody said, like for the first couple of chapters, you can tell like something was like a little different, but then afterwards, it sounds like the original characters and stuff.
If the second narrator's good, I'll eventually forget.
Yeah.
If the second narrator is not as good, then I have a problem. Like, I've listened to, there's some series that are just long series. It's just hard. You got, like the Hollow series, which is a vampire series.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 25 books. And if they were to switch it, you would blow away the main character's voice. And that's a problem,
yeah.
Right? Because it's told in her voice.
Yeah.
And so you would say, that's not Rachel.
That's why I love, like, the Lord of the Rings series. There's so many different adaptations of that. But
yeah,
I love how Andy Serkis has done the newest one. And Andy Serkis is just a fucking amazing actor as it is, and voice actor. So you actually get the guy that plays Gollum. You get Gollum's voice, like, to the fucking T. Yeah. And it's really, really well done. Plus, he just has a great voice as it is.
Yeah, he's a really good voice actor.
So, if you guys have the choice, but only have one person to do all the voice acting, who would he choose?
Oh, man. So, mine would be Jeff Hayes. He does the Dungeon Crawler Carl series. I think he does a phenomenal job.
I don't know that I have one. The guy who does the Brandon Sanderson Warhammer series would be probably, I'd have to look up his name. He's great. That's a fantastic series. It's an amazing series. The guy who did... that would probably be my favorite, and I should know his name, but I don't.
So I go a different route. I wish he was still alive, but Gilbert Gottfried, man, I could just listen to his voice. I'm sorry, any book.
I have not. You could have given me a million guesses.
I've heard him do.
I never would have guessed Gilbert Gottfried.
What books has he done? What books has he done?
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh. I've listened to 50 Shades of Grey. Did he do the traditional 50 Shades of Grey, or was it a special Gilbert Gottfried version of 50 Shades of Grey?
I don't know. I'll send you to YouTube. They have a clip of him doing 50 Shades of Grey. It might be a spoof, but it's great.
Okay. Because I listened to 50 Shades of Grey.
So I like it when the author does it himself, but it has to be like a certain book. Mm. Like, it has to be Bourdain, or it has to be like the...
Well, Bourdain narrates his life is just like top tier.
Oh, you like
can't say no, but if it's like a fantasy book, I think the author should do it because they have the idea of what they may or might sound like.
Yeah, but like even like not Carl Sagan. Who's the other guy?
Ray Bradford.
No. My brain just went blank. The black guy. What's his name?
That's great.
Neil deGrasse.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, okay.
Like, I love his voice. So, like, whenever I listen to his books.
No, he'd be a good one.
I choose the books that he's written and he reads as well. Mm. Like him, Bourdain, like, that style. I don't know. It's soothing. It's comforting. It's just, I don't know. I like it.
I feel like John Malkovich will have another good voice.
Oh, man, fucking
he would. Yeah.
Have you ever seen the little clip? And it's Matt. What's his name? Is it Matt Dillon? Not Matt Dillon. What's Ben Affleck's?
Matt Damon.
Yeah, when Matt Damon talks
Matt
about
Dillon.
Yeah, Entourage. Fucking turtle. When Matt Damon talks about when they were shooting Rounders, and Malkovich was there for like one or two days to shoot his parts, and like the director says action, and Malkovich does that weird like really bad Russian accent, and everybody's kind of standing there, And they're like, all right, that was good. We liked that. And Matt was just like standing there looking at him, and they kind of cut to do whatever. And John looks at him. He's like, you know what? I'm really not that good of an actor. and just the look on his face was like, this is what we're doing. Okay, this is what we're doing.
You know where John Malkovich went to college, right?
No.
Illinois State?
Illinois State. Huh. Eat 'em up, beat 'em up, ISU.
Look at there. I knew that one.
Well, if I'm asking you, it's going to be a limited number of places. It's not going to be BYU or anything.
Yeah. Arkansas.
Yeah. Arkansas.
Oh, speaking of Illinois State, by some miracle, I won March Madness thing.
Oh, really? Your bracket?
How that happened.
That was with you and Dave?
No.
Jesus?
No, it was me and my... a personal friend, like a group of actually the bachelor party that I went like a week and a half ago. We did a March Madness bracket. I picked, you know, from whatever I see, and after listening to the episode of you and Coach, I just changed like maybe three teams,
yeah,
including putting Purdue in the final, and got it.
Good call. Congratulations. I didn't know you were... You're not a big sports ball guy, right?
I am not, actually. But, you know, in the spirits of everyone else is doing it for the bachelor party, fuck it. $20.
And it's usually the ones who don't know what's going on are the ones that always win because they have no bias against anything. Like, yeah.
I have Euler in the finals.
Euler. Hey,
so, yeah, it's... pretty uniforms, much like picking cigars.
Hockey playoffs is upon us.
So the Golden Knights have made it. They actually won last night, and there's a chance, a really good chance, because if they beat the San Jose Sharks on Thursday night, they will play the Edmonton Oilers in the first round.
That is not a matchup you want to see first round.
If they lose, they will play... They will play the Dallas Stars. The West is brutal.
Yeah, the West is hard.
Right. The East, everybody's talking about the East, which is hard. But the West is like, do you want the Canucks, who have got the best record in hockey, or do you want the Edmonton Oilers, who've got Connor McDavid, or you want the Dallas Stars, who've been the hottest recently, or...
And then you got the East, Coast with Boston, and then Miami's cooled down a little bit. The Panthers have cooled down a little bit.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Once again, the best playoffs.
But I'm like full fledged baseball right now because my Royals are actually doing really well. Like they are.
Oh, I didn't realize they were still in the major leagues.
Power ranking. They're number five or number six, I believe. They've got a 12-5 record, like doing a doubleheader today. Won the first leg of the doubleheader, so we'll see how the second leg goes. But I'm enjoying it so far. It's fun to be a Royals fan right now.
Mm. Nice. Oh.
But how is
congratulations?
I forgot about April Fool's tradition, and I saw an article on that day of this guy called, what's his name? Sid Finch. I was saying, Mets pick.
Sid Finch Sports Illustrated thing, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was real for a second. I was like, what? The dude could pitch 160 miles?
Dude.
Yeah, that was famous in like work boots.
Yeah.
It got me really good. I felt so stupid that day.
Yeah, you don't.
I was like,
we're
finally gotta go somewhere.
You don't believe anything on April Fool's Day. So that's like
I forgot it was April Fool's. So, that's the problem.
So that's why, I guess like 16 years ago or so, 16-18 years ago, whenever Mitch Hedberg died, the news dropped on April 1st, and that's why like nobody believed that you know Mitch died and everything. But it was on the bottom ticker on, you know, Comedy Central or whatever. But he actually, I guess he actually died like on March 30th or whatever, but the news came out on April Fool's Day and everybody just thought that he was just him, you know, fucking around, but nope, he actually died.
That's kind of fucked up. Oh, man.
I was checking to see what the Cardinals, but of course the thing doesn't have standings, which is nice. Why would I want to see what the standings are?
Yeah, why would you want to?
Like 500s.
I was just happy to be above 500. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure we are. We are one game under 500, 9-10.
Yeah. Let's see what we are.
So while Aaron's checking that up, Mark, what you think about your cigar?
This is year 12-7. This cigar is really good. It's rich. It's got nice flavors. I'm not paying $30 for it, but it's been a fun one to smoke. I've had to relight it a bunch, which is probably cutting into the enjoyment some, but I like it.
Aaron?
I really like this one. Like, for Connecticut, it's good.
Oh.
Quite impressed with it. Good flavor. Very single noted, but creamy, but has nice flavor. I would definitely... Okay. What's the... I dropped the thing. I think this was like, $15? I mean, that's probably like right at the top cap I'd spend for Connecticut. If this was like 12, yeah, I'd be all about it. But it's definitely solid. I've enjoyed it quite a lot.
And so Fratello has many years that like I turned me off from a couple of wine reviews I did for it. It just each one either blew up on me or the flavor just wasn't harmonious, would you say. But I did hear that recently they revamped the company, trying to like, you know, redo the blends, or at least revamp on the marketing at the very least, since the band doesn't cover like 80% of the cigar anymore.
Yeah.
That's a good direction.
Yeah.
And this
how's the Nicholas?
Nicholas. It's you know, your standard, very good Sandria's cigar. I don't taste any like. There isn't that much differentiate with all the fillers that's in there.
Yeah.
But for a $13 stick, I'll definitely buy it for sure. It's very like oaky, dark cacao, a little bit creamy, good spice on the retrohale.
And then the other ones, like that Cro-Mag, the Cro-Mag, that's my favorite Roma Craft, is that Cro-Mag.
So... So that's a different Cro-Magnon now. Roma Craft came out last year saying due to the fact that they can't get any or enough of the Connecticut broadleaf, they switched it with the Pennsylvania broadleaf.
Yeah, the Pennsylvania.
And they changed the binder to a Sumatra, and then Phil is still Nicaragua and Dominican. I was, you know, I said this off the show, but I couldn't help myself and smoke that before you even asked me to do this show. And it still holds, you know, Roma Craft is doing everything correct right now. Like, I'm not trying not biased or anything, but they haven't done anything wrong in my point of view, especially for what a $9.75 stick, for 4x52.
Yeah.
It's a winner for me.
So I knew they switched to the Pennsylvania from the Connecticut. Do you know if they switched that on the Neanderthal as well? Because I got one of the new Neanderthals, and I wasn't sure if that made the switch as well.
No, it's only the Cro-Magnon, because Neanderthal has a different wrapper.
Okay.
You know,
so that's
Neanderthal,
is that a San Andreas?
Aquitaine has their own different wrapper.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was part of the broadleaf switch or not.
No, it's only this one. Okay. And this one, or this line, I should say, including the Black Irish, now renamed to Clovis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't wait to give that one a try whenever it comes out.
Yeah, be on the lookout for those. So,
yeah.
The last one we haven't talked about is the Venture 1492. It comes out of a Wart cigar.
Yeah.
By Kyle Gillis. It's also Connecticut, and it's I'm surprised that it's only $11 MSRP, because Wart has been coming out with a couple of new cigar that's the pricing, it's a little bit on the higher side, but okay. It's an Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, Mexican binder, and a Dominican filler. It sounds good.
Well, we're gonna have to try it.
Yeah, and the one that Mark you're doing, I just see that only 3,000 cigars were produced. So that's a real limited.
Really should have had Kevin smoke this one, because I feel like my review of I Like It is probably not doing it justice. But
I mean, but tobacco. I do. Undertone
I do.
Tobacco,
I do
right?
Like it. Yeah. I'm just not good at articulating. Marky like smoky cigar.
See, we're just
which
gonna,
I'd apologize for, yeah. But I don't care. Like, I just Mark knows what he likes. This is a cigar he likes.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it $30 worth. By the way, I packed up. I emptied all my humidors, and I packed them in the coolers, and I have 4 of the Year of the Tigers left.
Ooh. I've got two. I didn't get the Year of the Dragon this year, so.
I did not. They were $62.50.
Fuck.
They were too expensive. I wanted to get a box, but. Yeah, I'm also the Year of the Dragon, so. Like, that's my zodiac.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mine is the Year of the Peanut. That's how old I am.
I don't know what I am. I think I'm like the rabbit.
Yeah. That
what year?
Sense.
Let's see. I can't see.
What year were you born?
84.
I was born in 66. 84. He's 84. He was born the year I graduated from high school.
I'm rat. You're the rat. You're the rat.
Nice.
By the way, so I'm having my 40th high school reunion this year.
Oh, are you going to it?
Fuck no. If anybody from my high school class is, I didn't in generally have a great high school experience, but I liked you a lot. If anybody's listening, I don't know who that'd be, but I liked you a lot.
See,
I didn't have a great high school experience. I loved playing golf and like my, but I was uninterested in high school because it wasn't particularly academically challenging and I couldn't drink.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a lot of, I just didn't like it. I loved college a lot. Loved college a lot. Because it was more academically challenging. And
you could drink.
You could drink.
I'm not saying that. And the girls were a little bit older.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything, but it was more academically challenging. So I enjoyed those classes more.
Yeah. I liked high school, but I've never gone to any of the reunions.
Yeah. My sister
high school
will.
High school was good for me. College, I
bet you were popular
working.
In high school. I bet you the girls loved you in high school.
Me?
Yeah. I bet you were adorable in high school. Don't you think,
Aaron?
You think you would have been adorable? Yeah. I think with what we're seeing now, the white screen, I bet you he killed him.
Such a cutie pie.
You know, I'll send you guys a picture of me in 2009. You tell me.
I still haven't recovered from the picture of Aaron in high school doing the whole Aaron thing. Like it was too much. Like it shut down my synapses for a good month.
I'll have to find my yearbook photo somewhere. Like it was nice. It's just no hair, no facial hair at all, short hair. Like my weight started with a 1. it's good times.
Oh, Mark, you were the year of the horse.
You're the horse.
Just no. Great for podcasts, by the way. What you do?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't know that I want. I don't know that I want people knowing that sign. But yes, I gave strong like bull sign.
Yeah.
So more correctly, hung like a horse.
Yeah. Sign. There we go. All right, our first fully remote show. I guess I guess we'll figure out how it went.
How it sounds.
Well, when I start to edit this weekend.
Yeah.
Let me throw it out there. I apologize for the background noise in the beginning. I had to move down to the basement to like their private lounge.
I was
getting a little rowdy.
See, once you did that, it was great.
Well,
didn't you think, Aaron? I thought it was.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. His screen still looks like he's smoking a doobie. So it's just like I didn't even know he moved.
Yeah. Oh my god!
He still is totally white screen with me.
Oh, now it's just a W.
Now he says W.
Oh, there he goes. Look at that.
See, he would have killed him in high school. See, now that I see you, you'd have killed him in high school.
Oh god!
Oh, the girls. I mean. Panty dropper.
Could have done that.
Kevin, I see it now.
Could have done that could have done that an hour and a half ago.
Could have.
I didn't know. You guys were moving just fine on my screen.
This is we'll call this a conference call. This is probably my 15th conference call today. And no cameras have been on until this. So I'm very rarely on conference calls with actual cameras on. So yeah. I'm cool. You can cameras.
I'm in a
deal with me.
I'm in a different chair, but you can kind of see my light garden behind me a little bit.
He's in my chair, by the way. That's usually where I sit.
All right, Sheldon.
Yeah. Yeah. There.
It's in my chair.
No. Now you can see my light garden.
That's cool.
So.
Yeah. Aaron's backyard. I tell you what. The one thing with the new house that I dead stole from Aaron is. Wanting a patio that is not nearly as nice as Aaron's, but I stole some of the design principles from Aaron's patio, in particular the netting idea where I'm going to be able to implement that. His patio is banging.
So there's the rest of it.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's usually where Aaron sits.
That's actually pretty big too.
It's huge, and they have a table down there. And usually it's Aaron and Mo, and usually Steve and Aaron holding hands on the couch. Yeah.
Yep.
It's really nice.
This is where I'm sitting, where Steve always sits.
This is where the magic happens.
And my chair has all the equipment boxes in it right now. So. Yeah.
I don't get over there a lot, but that's usually where they let me sit, even when Steve's there.
Yep.
But I've been over there six times.
Steve
can't wait to have my own backyard. There all.
Yeah, it's really nice. They've done a really good job. Mo did a phenomenal job in the backyard. I know no Aaron involvement at all.
Oh, I've done a few things.
He implemented Mo's design. He implemented the cigar butt trash can.
Do have that. There's an ashtray on every table and every arm. Like this is a full-fledged lounge. I mean.
You're just working at home.
That's it. That's all it is. So, all right. Well, I think this one will wrap it up. So, Mark, you're out of town next week?
I am. I will be in Montgomery, and I can put on my headset, and you can dial me in if you want, or you and Steve can chatterbox, or you and Kevin can chatterbox. I am available on Tuesday or on Sunday night if you wish. I will be sitting in the smoking lounge of the courtyard, I believe.
And we'll figure out something. But, we'll see how this went. I guess it sounded fine on my side, and hopefully y'all's audios will be good, but we'll figure it out. But.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear how it went. So give me some insight afterwards, and we can make adjustments. This felt really natural to me, so I'm optimistic, dude.
And the main thing is no fucking delay.
Let me know what you want.
No delay. That was nice. There's no delay.
That really worked out. I think that made it a lot more comfortable for me, is like it was a normal conversation.
Yeah.
It's not like the 15-second delay we used to have, which I don't think the listeners were as hip to as we were.
Yeah.
And the number of times you about Hulk smash all of our equipment, which I had to tell you, that's expensive. Please don't Hulk smack our equipment. If you could break one of the lounges chairs, that would be great.
So here's
maybe the one that's uncomfortable to sit in.
So here's something that's nice for the people who don't care about the knobs and twirls kind of stuff. The program that we use, Squadcast, I used to have to hook up the Yeti mic that you have in front of you, Mark, in front of the computer.
Yeah.
Because Squadcast couldn't use our Rode system. I'm only like all this now is coming through Rode. Like my mic is just like that was a big
normal
a big thing that they finally implemented, and it It changed. Mm. Changed for the better. So
we love that road board. That road board has made our life, mainly when I say our, I mean Aaron's life, 100% better.
It's
and rightfully so. I mean, we bought it because we wanted that ease of use.
Yeah, it has its moments where I'm like, you motherfucker.
Yeah, everything has its moments with you, Aaron, including me and probably Kevin at times, but mainly me. And so, like, everything
Squadcast.
And Squadcast has its more than moments. It has its days. I still remember when we were having problems with one of our guests, and I thought every fucking chair in here is going to be broken in the next 10 minutes.
Man. Yeah, it was.
If we could have recorded that, that would have been comedy gold. Aaron would have not mixed it, but I would have had to do that.
I'm trying to see
but
who
I don't.
Who was? Oh, it was John. Wasn't it was it? John. Yeah, it was Peter. It was the first show with
you
Peter
were
James.
So looking forward to that.
Yeah,
you were so looking forward to that, and that, to be honest with you, that episode turned out to be so good because John's amazing.
Yeah,
and his cigar was great, and that conversation was really, really good.
Yeah,
because he's just such an interesting dude. And, like, it was just, I love that. Listen, if we didn't record that episode, I still would have loved that conversation because he was such a cool dude.
Yeah.
But it was that episode. And it was because you were so mad because you were so looking forward to that conversation.
I was furious. Oh, yeah. That, like, if people knew how much that one almost didn't make
Steve
it to
and
air.
I kept backing up.
Yeah.
Steve said to me at one point, stay out of arm's reach. Stay out of Hulk's arm's reach.
Because here's the thing. You and Steve, you like to, like, fuck with me whenever things start to go a little south.
For the record,
you two poke a little bit.
2 minutes in, we stopped.
And
Two minutes in, we stopped.
And then you realize, like, oh shit, he is serious. Like, he is not feeling
right,
it.
Right. 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 Stop poking the bear. Yeah. Oh, no. You'll get some of the times when you come on mad, it is not you. It is totally Steve and I, because we've spent the previous 15 minutes fucking with you in a truly maniacal way.
Yeah.
And we own that. Like, Steve and I, you guys, listeners, you won't know this. We'll high-five each other because we'll get you so frustrated. It is like, it is our life goal, and we've achieved it. Like, total synergy.
It's
Steve and I, like, and I'll play, like, low-key, and Steve will, like, be over the top. And I don't understand why this isn't working.
Would record the pre-show. Some of the pre-show is great.
There's only one show that would have been better to pre-record, and that was with Rob Jones. If we had pre-recorded that, first of all, we would have been banned, and we would have all lost our jobs. Because some of the stuff Rob said.
Explicit tag.
No, explicit would not have been enough. It would not simply have not been enough. Because that half hour, because that was a half hour pre-game.
Yeah.
Because Rob got on a roll, and for the record, when Rob's on a roll, it's not appropriate. It's not politically, it's not like politically correct appropriate. It's not that. It's not appropriate in any context. But that half hour, we were weeping. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Howard Stern?
I couldn't.
It was way worse.
Like, if it was live, I would just have to hold the dump button. Like, that's just. Like,
right. The FCC would have gotten and shot us all three.
Yeah. Yeah. As the one person here who has gotten an FCC letter complaint, I know what it's like. That would have happened. So
the FCC police would have come in with black helicopters.
Yep. So, all right. Well, we'll figure out for next week what we're going to do. I'll figure out something.
Okay.
But
I'll see you tomorrow night, buddy.
I will be there. So, all right. We'll talk to everybody next week.
Awesome. Be the good.
Later.
Wait a minute.
Took your hit. All right.